Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embrace it? Come on, tell him. Here I am.
Here I am.
Give myself away.
I give myself away.
Fellowship again with the brothers and sisters, you know. We really believe, we truly believe it was him. It was him who made this day with reality. And that him is God. He did it. And I thank God for allowing us to see another day, you know. Some of us understand this. We don't harp like we're not trying to see heaven. But only God knows why he allows us to see another day. You know, because I really believe it. It wasn't nothing, though. Yesterday was so great that we did.
Yeah.
That's not a cliche. I know it was by his mercy, you know.
Yes,
I'm learning to understand the scriptures a little better now that God reigns on the just. and unjust alike. You know, he's going to be fair, Reverend. He's going to be fair to us all. You know, and ain't nobody going to be saying, well, he didn't do this or he didn't do that. But God is going to be so fair. That's why. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why we got to stay closer to him, you know, because you just don't know the hour, bro. You don't know the meaning of the second. But be encouraged that God is in control. If God is the head of your life, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Can I say that, Reverend?
That's right. That's right.
You don't
have to worry
about tomorrow. Because you know why, Reverend? Because God is already in tomorrow.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry
about
it. He's already in tomorrow. Why we worry about tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
He's already there. You know,
yes,
matter of fact, is if you just stay with him for a while, he'll be with you all day long. This is the day that we try to do this. Some of us try to do it 7 days a week. Some just do it 5 days. Get on here, but whatever you do, get some kind of devotion with the Lord. And this is the day that he has made, and we're going to be glad in it. And we're going to trust in him. This lesson this morning, my brother, it is a lesson that God always, you know, it's always been a task for a believer trying to do God's will. And it's always somebody outside and sometimes on the inside, but to pull you down. Yes, man. Trying to pull you down.
Yes, sir.
Ridicule you, and the only difference between us and Jesus, he just didn't sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't sin. So I'm learning every day, Reverend. I'm learning every day that we got to have that same kind of spirit that we can't, you know, we don't treat evil for evil. We have evil with prayer because it's a spirit that we challenge you. You know what I'm talking about? You understand me, Reverend? I thank God for he truly, truly, you know, just for the sake of everybody, he truly blessed me on yesterday. March the 28th, right? March the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just kept been saying it. I mean, God made it out of reality yesterday, real.
Amen.
Was there, you know, you witnessed it as well. God officially made it what, Reverend?
Officially brought it forth, made it a reality. Though within the mind, but God brought it into the presence.
So he made it officially and brought it to reality you know, I don't know why I'm struggling with it, but it is what it is. Yesterday, I had my ordination yesterday, so I'm officially captain. You know, so you don't got to hit it no more. You know, God made approval of it. You know, so God blessed me that and. Y'all keep me in your prayers and wherever God go with that, you know, I'm willing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thank God for it. I really, really thank God for it because I didn't, you know, I just sit back and just be humble. I've been preaching 17 years, right? You know,
praise the Lord.
And God really elevated me a lot of things, you know, on my job and, at the church, you know, and he just put a stamp of approval on yesterday. It's a done deal, you know, so I just thank God for it, you know. My auntie, you know, only mother side, she was the only one living. She came, you know, had a friend and family there, you know, and they came, you know, and he had me crying. He had me crying, real, you know, because this old country buck in Texas, you know, this and God had raised him to do the kingdom building, spread this gospel.
Yeah.
And not looking for no back, but kingdom building. I really love the people. You know, and I really believe there's a sacrifice. Even a lot of my church members don't even know I'm doing this right here. Because I don't publicize it like being, you know, look what I'm doing kind of thing, or what we are in fellowship with, you know. Because I know only by us to be glorified is to God, Reverend.
That's right.
Only by us to be lifted up is God. And he just put a stamp of approval on him, how he wanted to be, and he did it in his own way. Because I didn't see it coming that way, but he did it in his own way. So not to run you over with my little joy I got in my heart right now, but the ministry is still going, Reverend. And we still yet doing what he asked to do. So, yes, he elevated me to the highest position in the church, you know. You know, I was already doing a lot of stuff anyway, Rev. You know what I'm talking about? But he just
praise
put
him.
I ain't bootlegging no more. How about this? You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
If I can use it like that. I thank God, and I thank some, you know, some of you guys might know and don't know, but I love you guys, man, and sisters and brothers. And Sister Mar, she can't wait to let me see what she just sent me, man. and she sent a word with it too, you know. And it said, God of my strength, right? And it's from Judges 7:1-8. I will strengthen you and help you. God wants us to depend on his strength, not our own. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. God may allow our resources to dwell so that we will allow his strength and keep going. Our needs to showcase his power, but he is the one who says, I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I like that. I thank God for that. That's Isaiah 41:10. And then also, this is for me. I'm going to read it to myself. Can I read it to myself?
No, go ahead.
No, it's a congratulation. May God continue to walk with you in your calling, love. And then they say complete text. I thank God for you all. I just ask y'all to keep us in prayer, man. You know, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody been on this ministry? Reverend been on this ministry a long time. You know, we've been doing this for a while, man. You know, and we love the people. You know, and we do have a lesson this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just ask for your prayers this morning and thank God. I love that song. What does it say? Give yourself.
Yeah.
Give myself away. And that's what we do. We are truly sacrificing. You best believe this. And we love this because most preachers would not be doing this like we're doing. A lot of them would, you know, and only if they could be lifted up, you know what I'm saying? But when you're doing it out of your heart, you know, of people's heart. Because we really believe this, Reverend. We're really trying to turn humanity, you know, from the death to life and from the love of the world, hear me good, into the love of Christ. And the only way we can do this, Reverend, we got to be great examples to the people. We just can't tell the people something and we don't do it. So they need to see the light that dwells inside us. We can't hide the light because we want to chuck and jive. Because when you've been called, truly called by God, it should prick your spirit on some of the things you hear and do. Amen.
Yes.
Because you want the people to know, you know, that God resides and he's really the head of your life. So Jesus, we're in Luke 16, right? So Jesus was being persecuted again, if I can say it like that. and they were sitting on the sideline. You ever have some sideline folks, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
You ever have some folks just running their mouth about you and talking about you? You know, talking about you ain't this, and you know they're trying to assassinate your character. We don't look at Luke 16. We're gonna be faster than you think I am. Luke 16. And watch this. 16 and 14. If you're with me.
Yes, sir.
I'm like it's gonna take us somewhere else, but I'm gonna try to stay on course, right? Look how it reads. It reads just like this here. It said, "And the Pharisees also who were covetous heard all these things, and they deride him." They sit back there talking about him, ridiculed him. I'm gonna tell you, these are church folks.
Yeah.
Pharisee is part of a Sanhedrin. And this Sanhedrin it's like if you would say a variety. They come together like Sadducees, scribes and Pharisees, and they discuss the law and they enforce the law. And here they're in the scene, Jesus teaching over early about the steward, if we can go back there. And the steward was a man who God gave over a land, and he divided the lands, and he was an embezzlement, like Rev told us last week. And they seen all this, but Jesus was speaking a parable to them, so they could understand what the whole ministry is about. Now they sit here, they cover it, they listen to what he has said. Oh, that means Holy Spirit. And they heard the things.
Yes.
And the word said derided, that means ridicule. That means they were talking about him. They might not say this nowhere else, but in Texas we call it the high side. You know, we call it, you know, you're messing with somebody, you're talking about him. You know, who he think he is? Look what he said. And he said unto them, "You are they which justify yourself before man. Help me, Holy Spirit. But God knows your heart." I thought we were going to go somewhere. Then. You hear what he said? God knows your heart. Have you ever been somewhere God to expose somebody's heart to you? They look good on the outside. They sound so good sometimes. But God will expose their heart. You can be around somebody long enough, Brother Reverend Henry, and let me tell you something. God will let you know that person is of him right quick. But I like that part. Don't never forget this. But God knows your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When they lifted them people up, They what we call a reverend, vain glory. Is that the word?
Yes, sir.
You can tell me something about a reverend when you're vain glory. You know, somebody wants to be lifted up. Want to be,
yes, sir. Yes,
I
sir.
I did this, Brother Darrell. You know, if it wasn't for me, Brother Darrell, you wouldn't have got this, Brother Darrell. Look how good I was. Good, Brother Willard Dog. Look how good I am. You know, Brother Nutter, I'm the best thing since sliced bread to mayonnaise. You know, I'm in a practical way, but I'm telling you, it's some people like to be lifted up in the ministry.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm talking about inside the church now, y'all. There's some people who love to be talented, but all the glory. We read this other day, and I need to go back to it. We read it other day. Can I read it again? Matthew 5. Matthew 5, this is Brother Nutter, one of Brother Nutter's favorite scriptures. 5 and 14, if I can read it. "You are the light of the world. In a city that sits here cannot be hid," right? "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before man, that they may see your good works," watch this now, "and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, all of that telling me, when you are among some people, you shouldn't put you call yourself as a Christian down. just to get in and mix in with them. You should be where you are in Christ everywhere you go. You should never put it hide it. And then when man see you and say, man, that's Reverend Henry, man. That brother good, but he prayed for me, did all this. But then somebody said, boy, God's using him. So that you know, it wasn't him preaching
praise
like that.
Lord.
It was God,
yes, sir,
in him. You know, and him, I know my brother, he going to do what? Yeah, pray for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
I can't do it without the Lord. Pray for me. He don't want that vain glory. He don't want, because he
right.
knows that it's an abomination in God's sight that when people's
mm-hmm.
trying to lift you up. You don't want to be lifted. When we say, brother, we lifting them, but we're not lifting them high enough. Help me, Lord.
High enough. That's it. That's it.
We're lifting them, but we're not lifting them high enough. So I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you today, you know, I don't care how much we do and how much you hear other minister, pastor, preacher, teacher get out there and sound so wonderful to you. Yeah, you thank them and you pray for them, but you get all the glory to God. Now, if
that's
he
right.
don't,
that's right.
you do, you say this in a minute. I seen God use you today, boy. I see him use you today.
Mm-hmm.
And then if that person,
mm-hmm.
you can find out the person love the Lord. What he going to do, he watch this here, Reverend Henry, she will turn
mm-hmm.
back and say, it was the Lord. That's
yeah,
when you know
yeah,
that
yeah.
he and she in tune with God, because we don't get that glory.
Yeah.
You know what? We got a cross.
That's right.
Yep, the Holy Spirit. We got
mm-hmm.
a cross. But that cross we burned, it was one man buried it all.
Mm-hmm.
We just burned our little lane. We burned our little lane anyway. But it's a man
yeah, yeah.
buried it all. He buried. You know what, Reverend Henry? Even when you was in your mother's womb, I knew you was going to be a preacher. He knew that.
Right.
He knew you were going to
yeah.
speak to men. He knew you were going to be able to convey his word. He knew, watch this,
mm-hmm.
he didn't give you this one gift. He gave you several gifts, teaching, preaching, singing, encouraging people, and then your smile. Sometimes when certain people come in the room, the people just, it just, over, you ever see when you see somebody you love and they walk in the room, everything just go
praise
off.
Love.
You know, you just say, oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
my brother. Oh, that's my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my pastor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
something go over you.
Yeah.
And you feel
praise
a
the
joy.
Love.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That God is, man,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, be encouraged. Help me, Holy
praise
Spirit.
The Lord.
Be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
Be encouraged. Yeah, we're going to be talking
praise
about
the Lord.
It. We're going to be off
mm-hmm.
and very misunderstood. Can I say it again?
Mm-hmm.
Misunderstood.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now watch
sir.
This. Let me hurry up for y'all, for everybody get restless. And he said unto them, brethren, you are they which justify yourself before man. But God knows
mm-hmm.
your heart. But that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Watch this, Reverend.
Yes,
the,
sir.
The law.
Yes, sir.
Help me. The law.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it again? The law. In the prophets were unto what, John? Since
mm-hmm.
that the time the kingdom of God is preached, every man press into it. And it is easy for heaven and earth to pass than one top, looks at one pillar of the law to fail. Whosoever put away his wife, that he going somewhere now. Now watch what I'm saying. Now he just turned. Now he transitioned because these people, he didn't hear them. Now he's finna tap into their mind because they of the law. Now he finna show them what they erring in the law. So that's why he said the prophets and the law to the law. And before Jesus hung on the cross, it was our schoolmaster. Help me teach this.
Yes,
it was our schoolmaster.
Yes,
and the only thing that law can do, Reverend, is to point it out.
It wasn't
that you can forgive and reach heaven, because all it did, it pointed out. And then it got so ritual that when it was taking all the lambs and the ox and the bull, and going and getting sacrificed, and look what happened, Reverend. They did it repetitively, so that every year they did atonement of the for their sin life, but it was not
yes,
to
sir.
Save them. could save them. Even the priest, remember talking about when the priest went to the holiness of holiness, they had to tie a rope around them, help me, Holy Spirit. Because it was a time before they tied this rope around them, the priest had to go before the holiness of holiness for he could pray for the ones who come with the sacrifice. Let me teach this. And when he does this, it was a time that the preacher stayed in there too long. They didn't know what happened.
And they weren't
holy enough to walk into the presence of the holiness of holiness. So another preacher had to go in there and see what it was, and they drug them out. So they come up with something. They said, let's tie a bell on ephah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Tie it on the ephah. And put a rope on them. If you go in there and you stay too long, we'll know what happened, because when he hit the ground, it'll say ding, 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 ding. They'll know that he died. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
In the presence of the Lord.
Sir.
So they pull him out. You don't have to worry about that no more, brothers and sisters. We don't have to go to the street. You don't have to come to me. You can go to God for yourself and say, Lord,
that's right.
I'm standing in the need of a blessing. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the need of your blessing. So what I'm trying to tell you, he was finna let them know what the law was and what the prophets had said before he was coming. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. 42 generations, he was coming. Now he's here. but he had to expose them, because they have never seen no one heal like this. They have never seen nobody convey the word like he did. They never seen him, someone speak and so charismatic and know how to articulate with their intellect, and they never been to their school. Help me, Holy Spirit. and when he expound, he left them at all. That's why you watch this, Reverend. You with me too? That's why you don't hear. If you really go to a real, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with God and preach that word real, the pastors know not to come behind another pastor.
Yes,
because
sir.
What you done now you finna do that vainglory. You tell them, say, I didn't even do that. But when a pastor has preached, no other pastor come behind him and leave it just like it is, so the people, because you can mess people's head up. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't say this, so let me put this in there. You know, not any
all
came
right,
to
all right.
The covenants. I don't know why I'm there, a preacher there. But when you're done, you got to understand God has an order in this church. Everybody has been taught. People see things going on, think that's the way it's supposed to go. But trust me, when Jesus got through preaching and teaching, it was silent. It wasn't even a mumbling word behind it. They sit down one time after he gave the book back to the minister. He sit down, and at that time he started explaining what he had just read to them. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was conveying to
them.
So this is what he was talking about, the law and the prophet and unto with John, because he was foretold before he even come. And he was wrestling with it. You ridiculed me. But they say they're riding him. Oh, they're talking about what he did. I got to tell the story. When they did this, he unfolded it, folded something. They never you ever been around somebody just unfold the scripture? Help me, Holy Spirit. Open up that scripture, just rightly divide it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about distress that thing. You said, I didn't see that in there. And distress it and keep on getting some out of the scripture. This is what Jesus was doing, and they didn't understand. But they wanted to destroy him. They wanted to kill the kingdom because he was just only healing. He was only delivering. He was only just setting people free. And they was mad because they couldn't understand who was this one of a carpenter's son who was raised in Nazareth, and now he is standing before us telling us by ourselves. Watch this here. I'm in the book, y'all. Oh, yes, I'm in the book. Look what he said. Whosoever put away his wife, and married another, committed adultery. Whosoever married her that is putting away, look what he said, from her husband, commit adultery. Now, you know, I know the thing was going somewhere else when I read this. You already know what Jesus was doing. He knows their heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knows their heart. He searches their heart. And then he exposed their heart because he knew they had a something to go by. And here they're getting married. And he told them, you married and you committed an adultery when you married another man's wife. Amen? Watch this.
You want to put them away,
he said, you'll commit adultery. Now watch this here. Let's go drive somewhere. Let's go somewhere. Let's go to Matthew's right quick. Let's go somewhere. Let's teach this thing real. Let's go to Matthew's real quick. A lot of folks want to hear that because you know what's wrong? Because you did it with somebody's life. And Jesus wanted to tell them, you're worrying about what I did over here, and you struggled with marriage. You struggled with the law. Now watch this here, Reverend. Over in Matthew's chapter 19. Matthew's chapter 19. Let me check. Chapter 19. Y'all with me? You with me, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, you get in when you get ready, bro. I've left a lot of meat in the bone. Look what this is. Look how he did this. So Jesus, God is awesome. Look what he said. I'm gonna push on down a little bit in verse 7, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
This is what he said. Here we go, y'all. He said, they say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a written of divorcement and to put her away? I'm in the house, right? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffer you to put away your wives. Look at that. They say wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. You hear what he said? From the beginning, it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever put his wife, look what he said, put away his wife, except it be from fornication, and shall marry another, committed adultery. Is that in the book? And whosoever marry her, which is putting away, do commit adultery. It's plain, man. Moses, because you're so stuck, so you want to put away not one wife, he said wives. That's plural, right? You're stubborn, so he gave you a divorcement. You had to put a written divorce, but he gave you some one little scapegoat, one way you can get out of this. She had to commit adultery. Now just go with the man too.
Yeah.
She had to have sex outside the marriage. And look what happened. He said, you can put her away. He said, but I told her. That's what he said, right? He said, I told you when you do this, you commit an adultery if you marry. And whosoever married that woman, he committed adultery. And his disciples said unto him, if this case of a man be so with us, his wife, is it not good to marry? Watch this, Reverend. But he said unto them, all men, now watch out, y'all, I hope y'all still with me. All men, can I read this again? Let me see this.
Yes,
say it one more time. Because he said, all men cannot receive this saying, they to whom it is given. I must read this again. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying. Say, look what he said, they to whom it is given. But there is some units. Yeah, watch this here now. Which were so born from their mother's womb. And there are some units which were made, what? Eunuchs of men.
And there
be eunuchs which have been made themselves a eunuch from the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear me? What Jesus was telling them that a eunuch, right? A eunuch can be born without the private part. Amen?
Amen.
And then also, a eunuch can be be we say today to be cut off. You know what I'm saying? And we say a eunuch can be celibate, that he just stopped having sex all the way. He can do that too. So they used the eunuch back then because they flew around their maid servant, their concubine, and their wives, because they wouldn't be what? They wouldn't have sex with them because they could trust them around. Amen? That's why they used them around like this. So he said, but it's a hard saying, though. Now, you can be this now. If you want to, if you don't want to marry, you can be a eunuch. You know what I'm saying? He said, it's a tough saying, though. Everybody don't is not going to get it. Everybody said, well, man, I can, you know. That's why Paul told us what, Reverend? It's better to marry than burn.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's what he said, right? He said, it's better to marry than burn. Now, I must tell you, I'm only reading from the book of God. That's what I'm doing, Reverend. I'm not telling you to do
that's it.
God is not telling what you're supposed to do. God looked down on you. And I'm just putting it in writing, if you don't believe it. God is looking down on us if we don't follow his word. If you say you of God and you have a husband, I mean, well, watch this here, a significant other, you know, them, either woman or man, and y'all not legally married. See, what gets us today, they come up with this common law thing.
Yeah.
You know, them, you stay with them long enough, you know, them, it's common law now. You know, it's so much, I don't know about it. I know in Texas, I think it's over 6 months. You have to get a separation paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she or he can take some of your property or your possession. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then also the Bible said, obey the laws of the land. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
See, but you gotta be careful with that because that's carnal stuff. You know what I'm talking about? God established something. Like Jesus said, in the beginning, I created man and woman. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know right about it. And he did this. He said, so man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. You hear me? And then once they cleave, that means they are one. It's not no just Eric. It's Eric and Sister Eric. Well, Sister Eric and Eric, let her tell you something. You know what I'm talking about. You might catch that a little later on.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying this here is, and then God gave us something. Let me see if I can find. Can we go? Oh, he got me over here. I'm way over here, y'all. Somewhere I got in there. I'm trying to get out of here. Let's go to, I think it's 1 Corinthians, right? 7. Please, go with me right there. Because I'm going to finish this now. I'm going to finish it. 1 Corinthians, chapter 7. Chapter 7. Is that right or wrong? Yeah, we on it. Come on. Thank God. We on it. Let me know when you got it, Reverend.
Amen. Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians, chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we just left out of Matthew 19. And we read from 7 down to 12, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. This is gonna be a little bit. Y'all just pray with me when I read. Y'all don't mind. Just pray with me. I got to read it. I got to make this plain because I don't want nobody to misunderstand me when I'm talking about this marriage thing. Look what it says. I'm going to start at verse 1, right? And 7:1, 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rev, you could come in and like, man, you've been married for 30 years. You come in. You've know, been married 40 years. You come in when you get ready. You know what I'm talking about?
Now
watch this here.
Yes, sir.
He said, look at it. Now concerning the things wherefore you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, hold. But we're going somewhere, y'all just stay with me. It's in the book now. He said, nevertheless, to involve, let me do this again. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote, right, unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to involve, that's what he said, right? Fornicate, let every man have his own wife, help me, Holy Spirit.
Well,
and let every woman have her own husband. Can I'll do that again. Let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband, and let the husband render unto the wife due benevolent, and likewise also the wife unto her husband. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I hope you understand what's going.
God put
it in place that even when Adam was first born out of the dirt, he breathed in his nostrils and gave him life and had him to name every animal. And look, it said, it just don't look right for man to be alone. Help me, Holy Spirit.
He said, hold on,
let me do something. I'm going to do the first open body surgery right now. And he opened him up and took a rib out of him. And then what he did, right? And he made him a woman and called her woman. You know what I'm saying? And he told her, bone of my, what? My flesh. Look what he said, right? There you go. And look what happened, man. He put them right there because they was compatible, right? But we know how the story went about. But I want you to know, he don't want us to be alone, brothers and sisters. That's why a lot of people struggle, you know what I'm talking about. So I didn't get married 5, 6 times. That's between, you know, how you whoever you met, you know what I'm talking about, how you counsel that, you know. That's why I tell people when you get counseling before marriage, it's almost imperative that you have it during marriage. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're bringing two people together, Reverend. Again, you're bringing two people together when they used to be by themselves. I know this ain't going to be a popular thing. You bring them together, right? And one like cold air, another like heat. One like five covers on them, and one like two covers, you know. And one like to drive on the left side, and one like to drive on the right side. You know what I mean by that?
You're
a passenger driver, you don't give it. You know what I'm talking about. You're driving too fast.
Yeah.
You can't drive on it. You know what I'm saying? You bring all this together under this one house, and then you raise kids with it. You know, I mean, you got to understand. You need counseling to help you through it. And then once you get a little pleasing, it'll start lining up. You know what I'm talking about? And then once you see something getting dull, you got to keep that marriage right. You got to spice that marriage up. You know what I'm talking about? You can't be old school all the time. You got to do some different things. So she'll know that be there. And see, women's more affectionate than we are sometimes. You know, some of us, you know, you know, some men are, you know, but some women, they'll be so creative. You know, you come in, it'd be rose petal all the way in the door. You know, tell me, ain't no specification.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I'm talking about?
You got your
bath water running. You know, you might have an old steak over there, two piece of chicken and a pepper. You know what I'm talking about? You know, whatever you like. You know, might have old McDonald's on the stove. You know, whatever it is, what you try to do, what you like. You know, and I thank you for that because it spiced the marriage up. You know what I'm saying? So get some good spiritual counseling, what I'm saying here. And you got to come in sometimes, husband. And look at here, I'm a husband too. You got to come in sometimes, put your job to the side and let her vent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Let her vent. You know what I mean? Let her vent. And wise, you got to put your job to the side sometimes and let him vent. It's got to be equal both ways that way. And I think, I want to say this because I've been taught, right, that man should take more anyway. We should take more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much he holler and talk. We got to have more tougher skin. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Watch
this. That's right.
I'm going to get back in my little. I did my little ranch right there. Y'all still with me? Okay, here we go.
You're good.
Back up. He said, let every man have his own wife. Let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolent. And likewise also to the wife unto the husband. I'm almost through, y'all. The wife had not power of her own body. Oh, here we go. But the husband is likewise also his husband. That's what I said. Had not power over his own body, but his wife. See, now, if that wife, I mean, this is book now. If the wife said no, today they got a Me with Me Too kind of thing, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what that Me Too is? When women been raped and all that there? You know, when she said no, that means no. You know what I'm talking about? If you just sit there and did what you did to take it, and she could take it a little farther, but in the courts, it'll be kind of rough a little bit because y'all married. You know what I'm talking about? But I advise you, young man, old man, whoever you are, she said no, no, vice versa. Even to the wife, if he said no, he need no. You know what I'm talking about? So we got to understand the scripture was saying that you don't own your body. The husband is yours and his wife and vice versa. The wife, husband, she's over his body. You know what I'm talking about? But we have to be more mature to know that when it's not the time. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it's really not the time. It's all right, Brother Real. look what it said. It does defile yet one to the other, except it be consent. That's what we're coming from now. Let me back up. The wife is not the power of her own body, but the husband is likewise also the husband has not the power of his own body, but the wife defraud not one of the other, except it be with consent. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
For the time that you may give yourself to fasting and praying and coming together, and that Satan tempt you not for the what? The innocent. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Interesting.
I'm going to tell you something. He said, except it's fasting and praying. Other than that, you shouldn't have to be trying to hold back from him, and he should be trying to hold back from you, except fasting and praying. But the devil trying to get in there. He's trying to get in the detail.
Mm-hmm.
This is my body. You take your hands. No, this is my body. Y'all going, y'all fighting back and forth. I hope we got some wrongs on it. I hope we ain't got nobody under 18 over here. If we do, this is good. This is good stuff for you to do.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Ray. I like that verse 3 can show, give us a some blessing. It said, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence. In other words, let him be kind. Because because in his kindness, because he is the priest of his home, but if he showed due benevolence, due kindness, then no can turn into a yes. And likewise, if she show kindness, you know, and like you said, you know, let her vent, because then she's intimate with you when she call you into that inner circle and just want to listen ear, you know. that form of intimacy, you know, she trusts you enough that she can pour out her trouble to you. And then that God can, bless that, you know, where she would have, you made even in her vulnerability.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. In her vulnerability, you know, she's frustrated, she's hurt, she want to tell her husband of this. And then if he don't render that due kindness to her, and it will cause her to try to take power over her body and say, no, no, you know. But then if you show kindness to her when she's hurting, what she won't withhold from you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, be there for her, to hold her. You know, sometimes it's good if you just hold them, you know. Hold them even through the trouble, then she will not hold back from you. God bless you.
That's it, brother. I like that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. That's why he over here and he said, but I speak this by permission.
Yeah.
not of a command. That's what I love about this. Right. You don't have to do it. You know what I'm talking about? In so many ways, but he just did. He's just trying to get you some eloquence in your bedroom, in your house.
There you go.
It makes more longevity. That's why I say you need to have a godly counselor. You know what I'm saying? You got to read the word right. It says, he said, but I speak this by permission and not a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? So
this
by permission and not a commandment. For I would that all men, this is where you're coming to. This is where you're coming
mm-hmm.
For I would that all men were even as myself. Watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
But every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. I said, therefore, to the unmarried and the widow, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Help me, Holy Spirit. But if they cannot contain, let them marry. But it is better to marry than burn.
And then he said,
unto the married, I command yet not I, but the Lord. He said, let not the wife depart from her husband. I'm in the book, y'all. But if
mm-hmm.
she depart, let her remain unmarried and be unreconciled to her husband. And let not, look what he said, the husband put away his wife. It's in the
mm-hmm.
book, y'all. Now, I'm going to bag number six again. Doctor, number 11, right? He said, but I speak this by permission, not a commandment. So don't get that
mm-hmm.
get that right. Let's take that right. So what he doing, he just giving you some good advice, giving you some good counseling, what he would do. But if not, this is what he'll recommend, right? You know what I'm talking about? This is what he's recommended. But when Paul does something, he's doing it for what? To edify another kingdom. See,
mm-hmm.
this is what calls you. If you follow him, trust me, if you follow his words and his counseling, you won't err. Help me, Holy Spirit. So a married person, if a married person has a problem with his wife and he put it away, we're praying out on the way he can do it. This wasn't permission. Jesus said, you can't put away but one reason. It's fornication.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said that
right.
he just trying to give you some counseling, let you know that if you do, she can't even marry.
Mm-hmm.
And then she reconciled. I'm just in the book, y'all. With her husband, put his wife away. But look what he said. But to the rest, look what he said, speak I, not the Lord. Let me again. I like this stuff. You got to slow down and look at this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for us, we shouldn't be out there fornicating, right? We should be out there committing adultery, right? You know, if you are,
mm-hmm.
repent and get this thing right. You know, come on. Oh, you talk so tough because you've been married over 30 years. That's why I got married. That's
mm-hmm.
why I got married. I love my wife.
mm-hmm.
Stay with me, man. You know,
come on now.
It's better to do what? To marry than burn.
Yes, sir.
It ain't also burning hell. It's just burning with lust for one another too. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But to the rest,
yeah.
Be God, not the Lord. If he said not, he said not what he's saying. Now. But to the rest, I want you to hear what he just reading. I hope y'all with me. If y'all on him, he said, rest. Speak I not the Lord. If any brother has a wife that believe not, that's what he said, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. I'm in the book, y'all. And the woman which has a husband that believeth not, if he be pleased to dwell with her, let him not leave him. That means divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. That's where your
mm-hmm.
children are unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbeliever depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such case. But God has called us to peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's given us something to work with right there, because we really believe, and from our hearts, that we really try to find some way of counseling. Trust me, brothers and sisters, we really try to get you somewhere so someone can help you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do it by yourself. If you see how your marriage can go somewhere real fast, one of y'all got to be, you know, somebody got to be, put that pride down to the side and say, we need some help.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and we need to get it fast, because if we keep going like this, we're going to be sitting in front of the courtroom or something trying to get divorced. So what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, lean not to your own understanding, and acknowledge God in all our ways, and he will add and give to what needed there. And I believe what's seeming right to man, you know, what's seeming right to man, have you been there? It leads to destruction.
Yes, sir.
So quit trying to think this thing out for your own self. And that's why he said, when you do the part, and do this, if you do want to do this, the last part in verse 15, but God have called us to peace. He may good. He don't want you to fight and I want fixing paws in his meal, and you know, he don't want all this stuff. If it seem like it got that bad, there's no reconciliation. Y'all sleep in different rooms, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was told yesterday. I already know. I've been married over 30 years now. I was told yesterday that you know, your wife can't go to bed mad at each other. You know, y'all gotta find a reason to resolve this thing before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And just come, oh, I don't want to talk. You can talk to them. I'm busy enough. But now, once that happens, that's a spirit there. That's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to reason with one another. You have got to reason with each other. Did I say it like that? And then, because what's happening, you take it to sleep. Most of us have dreams and nightmares and mess around.
Mm-hmm.
We wake up, we're more mad than we went to sleep. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So don't go to bed on your anger. You know what I'm talking about? You're gonna have some disagreements, man. You got to understand this stuff is putting two bodies, not just two bodies together. You're putting two personalities, two feelings together. I mean, if I can go on with it, and just love some might love more than the other. It's real. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put this thing together and stop trying to compete with one another. You can't compete with another one another. And you can't, one of you can't always have the last word. And I'm going to tell you, man, you know, if you ain't already know it or not, you can't out talk to a woman anyway, so you can forget that. Let a woman hit the one, better let me know. Can a man out talk to you? Hit the one, better let me know. You know, you know what I'm saying? But I know the women can go, boy. When you be warming up, boy, I mean, when you quit, she just warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep living. Watch this, man. Let me get out of here before I get into trouble. Let me try this up. Let me try. He said, but an unbeliever to depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such case, but God called us peace. I like that. For what knowest thou, O wife, what thou should say thy husband, or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou should say thy wife? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone, like we said, so let him walk. Like, here you go. And so ordain I and all the churches. He put himself down because he is an ordained minister, right? He's putting it down. He's putting it down. But I'm telling you, this will work in the church if you listen to me. Because you can have an unsaved husband. And if it pleases you to have that unsaved husband, he's saying, and Paul is writing, is telling us that you are blessed. That husband can be blessed to you, right? But then also have an unsaved wife. And you can be blessed to your husband. But then he comes over here and tells you cannot change the person, right? It would have to be God to change this person, you know, to follow him. So you can't save it. But what's going to save it is going to be who? God, permission.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that part, because somewhere down the line, When I look at that word cleave, that means one. You know, that's why they said don't marry unequal yoke, right? You have to have the same. You need to be believing the same. You can't go. The one thing about this is when you get married to, if he was a joker when you marry, he gonna be a joker when you get through.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot change the makeup when you get married. You know what I'm saying? Can I say it again?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all had problems, when y'all got married, and he said, "Well, we get married, this might change." I'm telling you, it's not. If you know he was no good when you had him, when you first got him, because you married, don't think he gonna stop being no good. He gonna still be no good. Same way the woman, if she was no good but when you married, she gonna be no good when you weren't married and married. So we say this
mm-hmm.
here, if I can stay with you, we say this here with love and peace, that God is moving, and He's moving so much that He loves us. He loves us so much that He's trying to minister to us this morning. And the scripture went this way, but I wanted to go more in depth into the teaching of the marriage. But Jesus was letting them know, they were trying to laugh at Him, ridicule Him for what He had did about the steward and told Him about the embezzlement, just how a man is with money. You know what I'm talking about? The money, it's no problem with the money. The Bible said, what it says that the root of all evil is not the money, it's the person behind the money. There's a lot of people rich give. There's a lot of people rich don't give. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of people poor give. And a lot of people can't give. You know what I'm talking about? But it's not that, it's how the money takes you and rule over you. So God said we should help one another along this race.
Yes,
are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for this whole message. I thank God for the word. If you was helped with it, you know, I pray for that God help out of some things out of this here. And we often ask for your prayers. We also pray for the marriage. Pray for the ones who want to be married, you know, and pray for God's spirit blessing. Because this is a day that the adversaries don't want no communication like this. He wants the church to break up. He wants the people to be in fellowship with one another. And I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. That's what we're supposed to pray hard. We're supposed to pray hard for one another. And I really believe that God is a good God. I really believe that He's moving, and He's moving in our lives because He gets so ever close. One day He's going to come back for His bride.
Mm-hmm.
His bride is the church. And we've been taught we are the church. We are the temple of the Lord. And when He comes back, really, for all the teachers, all the people who say they love God, but when He comes back, He going to ask them pastors, what do you do? What did you do with my wife? How did you handle my wife? And I don't want to be guilty. Now I'm teaching God's word, the uncompromising gospel. You know, I'm like, even if it's turning up on the inside, or even if it's chopping me up, we still have to teach it and preach it. You know, so we thank God for you. We thank God for your prayers. We pray that you got something out of this, and if it be God's will, we'll see you. No, we ain't see you. We're going to open it up. How about that, Rip? We'll open it up. Because I'm finna get out of here because you know, this is my first day back working. But let me say this here.
Hello? Hello?
Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I think Brother Eric fell off. Good lesson today. How everyone doing?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll let you know we still here. If anybody wants to say anything, just hit the one button. We'll open you up.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful. wonderful lesson.
I'm glad to hear everybody on here on today. God allowed us to see another beautiful day. Just thank him for that. If you don't thank him for nothing else, thank him for breathing breath in you this morning.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Another day. Another day.
Ever since knocked me off, man. He knocked me off. I got back on, though.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We got you over here. That light ain't going out.
Yes, sir. Thank God, man. Thank God.
A wonderful lesson. Great lesson today. Rest us. Rest us. Even in being ridiculed, God still minister to us.
Got a hand up. Reverend Henry.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, my brothers.
Good morning.
Thank you this morning. God bless me to see another day, because I know it wasn't nothing I did. It was his grace and mercy.
Yes,
I want to commend my brother on his new achievement, because I know this brother has been humble.
God bless you.
And I'm praying for everybody, and I'm praying for you. Just keep doing what you're doing, because you're walking the walk that you talk.
God bless you, man.
Thank
you, Joe. Yeah.
All righty. I'm out of here.
God bless you, brother. Yeah. You know, we always think that, you know, somebody want to come in and express what they learned, especially if they didn't learn nothing, want us to go over or just want prayer. You know, it's always opportunity to bring it in, you know. And I got a brand sister. Our sister, she just gave us something real. Hey, Mom.
Ooh, man.
Can you hear me, man? I fell off.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You back.
I'm just making sure, man. I don't want to be these little blog talk, man. They have you. She said something and said, stop trying to work things out before the times have come. Accept the limitation of the living one day at a time. I like that. It says, though the world around you is messy and confused, remember that I have overcome the world. Oh, help me.
Amen.
Yeah, I love that. I like that, because that's what we are at today, right today. We are overcome by the world because of Jesus Christ already done it for us. We just need to walk in his stature, you know, walk with him hand in hand. And I learned something, Reverend, that everybody's not going to be happy either. But you got to understand, you got to keep on pressing on. So when Jesus was getting, what they call the ride, they was talking about him, because he did the things he did on the Sabbath, the things he healed and delivered people from. They talked about it, well. But now we see the day.
Mm-hmm.
They doing that today, the Christian. But these church folks doing this.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So we thank you, Sister Marge, for that, too. He said, bear good fruit. Bear good fruit. God's spirit lives in his people in order to work through them. God's spirit lives in his people in order to work through them. I like that. Because when you look at that, only when you're going to change is you got to have the spirit in you. You can go practice them all you want. You know what I'm talking about? That's pretty good. But, boy, just start exercising that gift that's in you, God give you. You know, and that's the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? It's not no overnight sensation thing. But I'm going to tell you something. You can look at it and understand you can hold on to something when you got the Lord on your side. You know, he can help you to times and troubles. So we just love God for his presence. And yeah, I like that other part. You have to be self-controlled, man. You can't just run off fighting and all. When you're a believer, you can't just get yourself and all that. You have to find a way. Is this the place I need to be at? Because now the spirit has transferred. So how can you be a good fruit, bearing good fruit, if you allow a seed to get in there to mess up that that fruit. Amen. So the good mm-hmm. fruit we need to be spreading is love. Can I say that? You still with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I've been making sure because I heard something on my phone. I don't know if it's tripping and it is. I'm saying something here. That we need love in everything we do, bro. Love will surpass a lot of things. And with this love, we found out it hides a multitude of sin. So mm-hmm. to be a bearing good fruit, you got to have a good ground. And the ground has to be with Jesus saturating it with his Holy Spirit to help you grow. And so you can be a fruit bearer, you know, help somebody. I really believe that a saved soul to save a soul. But I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. Thank you, sister, and thank Martha for your words of encouragement, Reverend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning again. Before I fall off, I want to read this inspiration word. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to stop, pull over. I'm going to lose service right quick. This word says, perhaps the greatest strength of early Christians was unity, to which they devoted themselves. They ate together, they lived together, they prayed together. They were in one accord to reach an accord to enter into agreement with other parties. The early church agreed together. They were bonded together by the experience they had gone through. It is because of the accord that they were able to experience the Holy Spirit. Everyone was of the same mind. So many times in our church today, we wonder why we don't see signs and wonder where is the move of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps it is because we are no longer knowing how to be in accord. We spend our weeks running to and far and light and long enough on Sunday morning to sing.
Good morning, good morning. All right, and yourself?
and listen to some song of encouragement of the word from the pastor. We don't all agree on the same thing. We do not all seek after a move of God. We are not in accord. We must come to a place of agreement with our fellow Christians if we even hope to see a miracle. The early church experience. See the miracle. What it's saying, Eric, when he was talking about being on one accord, a husband and wife will be on one accord. They is one. And that's my inspiration word today, but it came from Acts. The scripture did. I just wanted to read that word before I lost service.
Mm-hmm.
Being on one accord.
My God.
Acts 1:1-14 where the read come from. I'm on this little back row. I just wanted to get that out before I lost service. Eric, Keith.
What did he say? He cut out.
Yeah, he could have. I just heard Eric keeping that, and that's all I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, God's been blessing, man. He has truly blessed today, man. Thank you for that inspiration and his encouragement just then. You know, he drives them old trucks, man. Sometimes they be in areas. You know, have their perception, you know. So we just thank God for the ministry this morning. We just ask God for blessing everybody today, Rev. Can you give us a prayer and everything?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. May we pray. Father, we thank you for this time that you allowed us, that we come together and we reason in your word. We thank you, Holy Father, for your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your listening ear. We thank you for how you allow the manifestation of the Holy Spirit to teach us. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father, so much that words cannot hardly explain, Father God, how each time we want to recognize how you come in and you bless us, Father. We're never going to take you for granted. Thank you for all that you give unto us, Father God, that this service may be pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father God, for those that would send in texts, Father God, of encouragement, those that would help along the way, those that would even give scripture, those that would give prayer, those that would turn aside from whatever they're doing to listen. We thank you, Father God. We give you all the glory and all the praise, all the honor. It all belongs to you. We love you, Father God. We ask you, keep on teaching us, Father God. Keep on blessing us. Keep on helping us, Father God, day in, day out, as we look, as we strive to be more pleasing in our sight. Thank you for blessing us to be a vessel for you, Father God. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for the time that you allowed it, Father God, unto us, that we may come together. Forsake not the assembly, Father God, for not for no shape, form, or fashion, but because we love you and we love to praise you. Even through the scriptures, we love how you feed us, Father God. Keep on feeding us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Before we end this prayer, I want to tell you that we do love you. We continue to ask you for traveling grace, even on the highway, for traveling grace, and even traveling grace as this walk, as we try to please you, even that traveling grace. Keep us in our arms, Father God. Keep us close to thee, Father God, that we may be more pleasing in thy sight. Continue to clean us up. Forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Help us clear our path, Father, that we may see you even more clearly. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come too far to turn around now. Can I say it again? One more time.
I've come to Standing there just wondering which way should I turn? Feel like every time I turn to my right side, I find trouble, confusion, misunderstanding. Then I turn to my left side, find out somebody's sick, somebody's in the hospital.